The morning of Sunday, October 9th, was sunny and cool. I left home at 7:30 and walked to the city track and field stadium, which is the starting point of the race. When I got there, the stadium was already very crowded with runners. I went to the back of the long line and waited for the start. At 8:30, the marathon began. For the first half of the race, I had no problems with my physical condition. I reached the 21-kilometer checkpoint after 1 hour and 45 minutes, and I felt strong as I started the second half of the course. But when I reached the 30-kilometer checkpoint, I began to feel pain in my legs. The pain quickly became worse. Although I was encouraged by the many supporters and volunteers along the way who shouted, "Don't give up, do your best," I began to think about walking. I also thought about quitting. I imagined being attacked by a dangerous dog or snake. Then I would have a good excuse for retiring. But nothing happened. I finished the marathon in a time of 3 hours and 43 minutes, after walking for much of the final 10 kilometers. As I sat outside the track and field stadium having sports drink and bananas, I told myself that I was glad I ran the marathon. I also told myself that I would never run another. But now I am already looking forward to next year's event.